Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Our episode begins in Coralville, Iowa in 2015. We're at the local Coral Ridge Mall on June 12th, a Friday night, and the place is alive. There's nothing like a mall on a Friday night. The food court is packed. Teenagers are running through the mall, causing a ruckus. The couples are lost in their dates. We live in a time now where innocent outings that are supposed to be fun have turned into opportunities for bad people to do bad things. Movies, malls, schools, and churches now have a shadow lingering over them, a thought in the back of everyone's mind, a worry that didn't used to exist, the worry of a public shooting. And at the Coral Ridge Mall in Iowa in 2015, that worry became a reality. But let's back up a year early in 2014. A 20-year-old named Andrea Farrington began working in a local museum in November of that year. She worked as a playologist, which at this museum meant she would walk around and play with kids in different centers of the museum, kind of like when you go to an aquarium and there are workers walking around giving off fun facts. That was her job, but specifically for kids. Andrea was really kind. She did so well with kids. She was given this exact job because of her warm personality. Kids were drawn to her light. It's safe to say Andrea was a beacon of light. She was bubbly, loved dyeing her hair in different colors, and had dreams of going to college to major in psychology. She was an all-around fun person to be around. This museum was actually inside the Coral Ridge Mall, and museum employees would sometimes take shifts at the mall's guest welcome center, a place where visitors could ask for help, rent wheelchairs, and communicate with mall security. Andrea worked at the guest welcome center regularly, actually more than she worked at the museum. In February 2014, Andrea had jaw surgery. Her mom, Cheryl, said Andrea had been bullied growing up for her underbite. Before the surgery, she worked at a convenience store, and one time a man came in and asked her why her face looked the way it did. So as 2014 rolled around, Andrea decided to get jaw surgery, and it completely changed her perspective on herself. She had a newfound confidence and found it easier to love herself. Her mom said it really turned Andrea's life around. At the time, Andrea was living with her boyfriend, Connor. They had met in high school, started dating quickly, and moved in together. Their relationship was good, until Andrea got the surgery. The new confidence and attention Andrea received was hard for Connor. He became jealous, and the relationship got worse and worse. Fast forward 9 months, Andrea had found a new job doing what she loved at the museum and the guest welcome center. She was appreciated, happy, and felt amazing. One day, while working at the Welcome Center, she met 22-year-old Alexander Kozak. He went by Alex and worked as a security officer at the mall. Because of his job, he would frequently stop by the Welcome Center to talk to Andrea. At first, Andrea told her family and friends about her new friend, Alex. Her family was happy she was making friends at work, but soon Andrea and Alex began texting outside of work, and their texts turned flirtatious, filled with babes and "you're beautifuls." Andrea's family believes Andrea enjoyed the attention after her surgery made her feel good, but she wasn't trying to hurt anyone. The text felt innocent. That was until one day at work, Alex casually mentioned that he was married. Andrea was shocked. She didn't want to break up anyone's marriage. It felt like he had led her on, After work, Andrea and her friend Sierra stalked Alex's social media for the first time. They found out he had, in fact, only been married for a few months. But as they continued looking, they also found something else. Alex was obsessed with guns. He owned several and posted about them frequently. Andrea felt felt uneasy. The more they learned, the more they realized Alex was not someone she should be around. She told Sierra, "I don't think I should be talking to him. I think we should just pretend this never happened." The next time Andrea saw Alex at work, she told him she didn't want to hurt his marriage. She said, "Let's just start over, move on." He agreed. But despite her efforts to distance herself, Alex wouldn't let go. On Valentine's Day 2015, Andrea received flowers at work. They were from Alex. She had made it clear they were just friends, yet he still sent her flowers on Valentine's Day. She told her mom about it, and Cheryl told her to throw them away. But Andrea was too uncomfortable to throw them out at work. What if Alex saw? So, she took them home instead. Connor, her boyfriend, saw them, and that made things even worse between them. The situation escalated. Andrea's sister, Cassie, surprised her with a trip to the mall salon during her break one day. Andrea went in, and Cassie waited outside in the massage chairs. When Andrea came out, she checked the phone and saw a missed text from Alex. He had been watching them the entire time. He described exactly what Cassie was wearing, where they went, and what they were doing. At this point, Andrea knew Alex was stalking her. She reported him to his supervisor, but that didn't stop him. He still showed up. One day, he even demanded she send him nudes. When she refused, he threatened to blow up her car, then laughed like it was a joke. Andrea was scared. She wanted him out of her life. But Alex wasn't done. By May of 2015, Andrea officially reported Alex again. She told his supervisor, "He won't stop bothering me. Comes to the welcome center whenever I'm working. He walks up, says, 'Hey, babe.' I tell him not to call me that, and he just keeps doing it." So Alex was pulled in and officially told to leave Andrea alone. "Don't talk to her at work. This has to stop." But it still didn't stop him. Even after being warned, he continued approaching Andrea. One day, he walked over to...
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
The welcome center, and out of nowhere, said, "You're going to need to send me some nudes." Andrea was horrified. She immediately said no. That's when Alex told her, "Well, if you don't, I'm going to blow up your car." Andrea was frozen. Then Alex started laughing hysterically. He said, "I'm just joking. Jeez, why are you freaking out? Stop acting crazy." Andrea was done. She was scared. She was uncomfortable. She had already reported him, and now he was making threats. It wasn't funny. It was terrifying. At this point, Andrea knew she needed a fresh start. Her relationship with Connor wasn't healthy either, so she decided to break up with him. She wanted to move forward, get away from Alex, and be independent. Sometime after that, she and her coworkers were talking about going to a Jason Aldean concert. Andrea really wanted to go, but couldn't afford a ticket. Maybe next year, she said. Later that day, when she walked to her car after work, she found a note on it. He was offering to take her to the concert. Andrea was horrified. How did he even hear that conversation? How did he know which car was hers? At this point, Andrea was certain Alex was stalking her. She reported him again. She told HR, "He's watching me. He's leaving notes on my car," but nothing happened. That night, she texted her friend Sierra. "Can you come over? I don't want to be alone." Sierra came over and later said that Andrea was paranoid the whole night, checking the windows, convinced Alex was outside. "He's following me," Andrea told her. "I know he is." Andrea was scared, and she was right to be. It was June 12th, 2015, a Friday. At 1:15 p.m., Andrea and her coworker Carly were working at the Welcome Center. Andrea was excited. She had a date that night. She was telling Carly all about it, talking about the details, making plans to hang out afterwards. Then, in the middle of the conversation, a loud bang. Andrea collapsed. Carly looked up. She saw Alex running away. Panic erupted in the mall. People started screaming, running, trying to escape. No one knew if this was a mass shooting or if Alex was targeting someone specifically. They just knew they had to get out. Police rushed to the scene. Body cam footage shows officers sprinting through the mall searching for Alex. By the time they arrived, he was already gone. 1 hour later, police pulled over Alex's car on the highway. They had to figure out he left the mall and tracked him down. They arrested him. He immediately confessed. He said, "I shot Andrea 3 times in the back." Andrea's family was desperately trying to call her phone, trying to reach her after hearing about the shooting at the mall. But Andrea never answered. At 8:05 p.m., Andrea Farrington was pronounced dead at the hospital. She was 20 years old. When police questioned Alex, he showed no remorse. He said he didn't feel bad about what he did. He didn't feel anything. He wasn't sad. He wasn't happy. He said he was tired of being screwed over by her. He claimed Andrea had been leading him on. That's why he did it. But the truth is, Alex planned this. That same day before the shooting, Alex had messaged a woman he met on the anonymous app Whisper. He told her, "I'm on the verge of snapping. I'm going to drive home, get my Glock, and shoot this bitch." Later that day, before carrying out his plan, he texted the same woman again. "Hey, will you run away with me?" She replied, "LOL." She had no idea he was serious. At 4:30 p.m., Alex sent those messages. By 7:30 p.m., Andrea was dead. Alex was arrested, tried, and found guilty of first-degree murder. He was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Andrea's family and friends were devastated. They still are. They remember Andrea as kind, bubbly, and full of life. She was outgoing, great with kids, and always a joy to be around. Her family later filed a lawsuit against the mall and security company for failing to protect Andrea after she repeatedly reported Alex's harassment, but the lawsuit was dismissed with prejudice, meaning it couldn't be refiled. If you are struggling with harassment, please report it to your local police, no matter how small. Tell people, ask for help. Andrea did everything right. She told people, she reported him, she tried to protect herself, and still this happened to her, all because she told a boy no. This case is so frustrating because it was so senseless. She didn't deserve this. No one does. Alex was married. He barely even knew Andrea. Their entire relationship was texting, nothing more. And because she rejected him, he decided to end her life. His wife later testified in court, saying that Alex had always had anger issues. She said he would get upset easily, but she never thought he would be violent. His family also testified that he had struggled with anger his entire life. The whole situation is heartbreaking. Andrea's family wants her to be remembered for who she was, not for what happened to her. She was bright, kind, a good person, and that's how we should remember her. And that is all we have for this episode. Thank you so much for watching and listening. If you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. As always, give us a thumbs up if you like our video. Hit that subscribe button down below. The bell notification button to be notified of future videos. And of course, we will see you in the next one. Thank you so much for watching the True Crime Never Sleeps show. As always, if you want to support the channel, You can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. As always, everything you give goes right back into this channel. And if you can't give financially, consider just giving us a thumbs up if you like our videos. Hit the subscribe button and bell notification button so you're notified of future videos. And of course, share this video with friends if you like it. So again, thank you so much for watching and tuning in each and every week.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.